Good evening, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Of all the disappointments, frustrations of the past several weeks, and there have been many, the reality of not being with you here in church tonight to begin the most sacred days of our church year, the sacred Triduum, that not being here has to top my list of frustrations. Maybe you feel the same. On this most holy and important, on this most beautiful night, we find ourselves different, but we're doing the best we can. And together, from where we are, we remember the gift of Jesus Christ, his presence. And we call to mind that night in which he was arrested and taken away. It would seem to me as though we are being called to relate in a deeper way to those two mysteries that tonight recalls: the presence of God and his absence. We certainly feel and know those in a new way this year. And it's obvious there's nothing ordinary about this night. But even if you were here, even if the church was full and we had the whole choir, there would be nothing ordinary about this night. For tonight, we begin the celebration of the most extraordinary event of human history. Not merely the reenactment of the Passover, but the extraordinary fulfillment of that most sacred meal. Tonight we recall not only a lamb and a doorpost, bitter herbs and remembrances, but tonight we celebrate and we see the reality of Christ himself bringing that Passover to a fulfillment and showing himself to be the lamb, the priest, and the Passover, who leads us not just out of a desert and slavery, but who leads us out of sin and into eternal life. There's nothing ordinary about that. And tonight is a night of great joy. Just as it was joyful for Moses and the Israelites who gathered in their homes in out of obedience and in faith and expectation of what God was going to do, so too do all of you gather in your homes. You watch, you wait, you hope, you pray. And right there from your home, God will bring his saving presence. From this home out to yours, God is leading the way, extending to all of us his grace, his saving action, his presence, this Paschal meal. Throughout today, I have been thinking a lot, a little bit in a nostalgic way, and heavy on my mind was a place that I lived for 1 year of my seminary formation. In fact, it was 25 years ago this year that I found myself not at St. Charles Seminary, but up at Mary Immaculate Seminary, way up in Northampton, Pennsylvania. That year was not exactly a quarantine year, but it was a year away. It was a spiritual year, a unique year in my formation. On that year, we all lived in typical seminary dorms, long hallways, individual rooms, and plenty of doors. And the dorm that I lived in was named after a very significant, particular saint, Jean Gabriel Perboire. Jean Gabriel Perboire was French. He was one of eight children. He was born in 1802 into a Catholic home. And if you were a Catholic in the early 1800s in France, you still knew the harsh realities of the French Revolution. You knew what it was like to have closed churches, to have the sacraments celebrated far and in between. The French Revolution did a number on the church. Many church buildings, not to mention the thousands of priests, nuns, and Catholic laity who were killed. Jean Gabriel grew up in France on a farm. And when he was 14 years old, he was asked to accompany his brother into the seminary to help his brother on the way. What was interesting, it was there that Jean Gabriel would find his way. And not only did his brother become a priest, but Jean Gabriel became one too. Ordained at 23 years old, he served in France for 3 years as a priest, and then he spent 5 years as a missionary in China. And of all the places that he could end up in China, China's a big place, Jean Gabriel found himself in Wuhan. It was there in that city that he was arrested and tried. And it was there that he was martyred.